Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Means celebrate.
Hallelujah.
Yah means God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, celebrate.
Hallelujah.
Does anyone here have something to celebrate?
Hallelujah.
He's been good. He's been
Hallelujah.
Kind.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Unrehearsed, unprovoked, spontaneously, come on, without any outside stimulus. We are heard. We are heard. We won't forsake our responsibility. We are.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Light of Portland. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black, and I just received a text that y'all heard nothing that I said. That's just how full my heart is tonight. I love the Lord with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind, and I'm so grateful to Him for being good. We owe God another praise, amen. We owe Him another praise. And if that song didn't get you caught up and get you to a place of worship, if that song didn't get you to a place of worship, I don't know what did on tonight. Amen. Pastor, press one if you can hear me. Pastor Laws, please press one if you can hear me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. So y'all can hear me. Praise the Lord. We cooking like with fish grease now. I am just so honored to be able to share this time with you. My heart is full. That song just touched me on tonight just to cause a worship to bubble up in my heart and my mind. And I just couldn't help but to praise the Lord. And I hope you gave Him just that little 8 minutes of worship. You do know that we owe Him 2 hours and 40 minutes a day of worship. And that's our tenth of our time. We just don't give Him a tenth of our treasure, but we ought to give Him a tenth of our time, our talent, and our treasure. And so that helped us out that tonight, that gave us a good 7 minutes and 17 seconds of some sacrifice of praise. That was Bishop William Murphy from Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. And so I'm just honored tonight to be with all of you, that we can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, and we can receive a word from the Lord on tonight. We honor the men and women of God that are make this call possible. The Butterfields, we thank God for the work that God has assigned to their hands and the work that they are doing right there at the light of the light of the world. With Archbishop Ruth Smith, we thank God for Pastor Sherelle Pennington and the work that God has blessed her with to do. Our speaker on tonight, Pastor Pamela Laws, we thank God for her and the work that God has blessed her with. Amen. You get ready, Portland, get ready, because this spring we will get to lay eyes on Pastor Laws, and we will be able to hear her sing, be able to hear her preach live and in person this spring. I'm booking her for April, so Pastor, just get ready, get ready, get ready. All roads are leading to Portland, Oregon, April 2023. Yep, I made an announcement for April 2023. But we are truly blessed, and we thank God for each of you that are on this call every week to be with us. I want to make an announcement. This weekend, it's going to be hot here in the city of Portland. St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church Women's Ministry will be hosting their third annual Women Under Construction, Demolition of the Old, Constructing and Building the New Woman. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 23rd through the 25th, right here at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. They're located at 8101 North Fisk Avenue. Friday night, we will have praise and worship. On Friday night, we will have praise and worship with our very own Pastor Gloria Stenham of the Resurrection Outreach Community Church. Got some special treats for you, because we're going to praise the Lord in song. We're going to praise him on the string instruments. We're going to praise him in the dance. So I want you to come out and be with us Friday night for a candlelight praise and worship experience. That's Friday night at 7 o'clock. And then Saturday morning, beginning at 10 a.m., we will have our workshops, Resuming and Building the New Woman, Building a Balanced Life, Elder Angela Brown, Building the Titus II Woman, Pastor Kimberly Black, and still under construction, our special guest is Dr. Victoria Menifee from the New Life Baptist Church in Lacey, Washington. And then on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., we will conclude at St. Paul. Dr. Menifee will be our guest speaker. And so I want you all that are here in the city, Vancouver, Gresham, Beaverton area, make your way to 8101 North Fifth Avenue in North Portland to be a part of the retreat, the women's conference. We are going to be in store for a good time in the Lord. Also want to invite all of you that are here to a very special musical that will be taking place next Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Let me tell you what's about to go down. Our very own Portland songbird, Mother Lorraine Wilder, will be turning 85 years young this month. And the city of Portland, Vancouver, people from Seattle will be coming together to celebrate this woman of God. Mother Wilder will be 85 years old. She is one of Portland's legends. She is our beloved queen of gospel music. And we want the city of Portland to show up next Sunday, 3 o'clock, at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. That's 3725 North Gatton Vine. And yours truly will be with a mic in hand, amen, as we celebrate this woman of God and enjoy some good gospel singing. So So next weekend is going to be a packed weekend. Get your calendars together. Get your shoes on. Be ready to just have a good time in the Lord. Amen. We are just so blessed tonight to have with us our very own Pastor Pamela Laws, all the way from Mapleton, Georgia. She's going to come after we have our opening prayer. I'm going to just do an open mic, and the first number that I see here is Elder Kathy Miniweather. I'm going to ask you, Elder, to just take us to the throne of grace, however the Lord leads you. Then we will have a song of worship, a preparation to get our hearts and minds ready to receive the word. And then after our song, the next voice you will hear will be that voice of Pastor Pamela Laws. Now, if we was in the church, tell you, if there's preaching in the pew, there would be praying in the pulpit. So your chair, your couch, your lazy boy, your bedside is your pew tonight. And I need you to say amen. And you don't have to say it loud, because my God is not hard of hearing. And he can take your amen from Portland, from Vancouver, from California, from Nevada, and he can place it right in the presence of Pastor Laws in Georgia. I know he can. And she will receive strength from on high to preach and proclaim and declare a mighty word from the Lord. I now yield this call to Elder Kathy Miniweather to take us to the throne of grace.
Hallelujah, Lord God. In your presence, O God, we come tonight just to bless your holy name. And Lord God, we come to offer you the sacrifice of praise. We bless you tonight, Lord God, because you deserve all the praise and glory. We honor you tonight, Lord God, and we stand in the presence of the living God. Lord God, with our hands lifted high, we exalt you, O God. We admonish, Lord God, that we worship you this night, Lord God. We honor you as being our Lord, our Savior, our divine intercessor, Lord God, who prays for us, Lord God, even when we do not know how to pray. But Lord God, tonight it is an honor to come. It is an honor to praise you, Lord God. It is an honor to call upon your holy name. Father, we offer you the sacrifice of praise. Lord God, the fruit of our lips, O God, we honor you because, Lord God, you have blessed us. You have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. You have covered us with your blood, Lord God, through the blood of the Lamb, that we can come in and give you the sacrifice of praise. Father, we honor you. We give your name the praise. We exalt you. We lift you high. We extol you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God, because you have allowed us to come in one more time, Lord, that we can hear a word from the Lord. But before we hear the word, Lord God, we come to let you know how grateful we are. We thank you, Lord God, that you have called us into your presence tonight. And Lord God, we come with anticipation. We come with anticipation and expectation, expecting to hear from you, Lord God. Father God, you know what we need. You know what every soul needs tonight. You know what we are anticipating, Lord God. But Lord God, what I anticipate may not be what you want to feed me tonight. So Lord God, I yield to your spirit. I ask that, Lord God, you would feed us from Master's table. I hear the woman said that the dogs desire the crumbs that fall from Master's table. But Lord God, we are not dogs. We come as children of the living God tonight. Feed your children from on high. Father, use the woman of God, oh God, as she stands and proclaims the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ. As you have fed her, Lord God, so feed us. And Lord God, we say thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, in the good times. We thank you and praise you in the bad times, Lord God. Father, it's not always easy, this journey we're on. But Lord God, we are grateful because we do not walk it alone. We praise you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit who teaches us and brings us into the knowledge of all truth. And tonight, Lord God, we stand in truth, Lord, believing that you hear us when we pray. So, Lord God, we pray tonight that you would bless your people. Father, we take this opportunity to pray for every home represented here. Every home, Lord God, every family. Father, we live in a house, but there's a difference between a house and a home. Lord God, we pray that you would make our houses homes where we can live in peace. Lord God, where we can cry out to you and meditate on your word. and receive from you the blessings of fellowship with you. Father, it is our prayer that we go deeper in your word. It is our prayer that we have a more intimate relationship with you, Lord God, because this is your desire for us. You want us to know you, Lord God. And so therefore, Lord God, we cry out to know you. We thank you, Lord God, that you have spared our lives to see this night. We bless you, Lord God, for what you are doing in our lives. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, oh God, the fruit of our lips. And Lord God, we offer you the sacrifice, the praise, in the matchless name of Jesus. Bless the woman of God, Father God, as she brings the word tonight. And Lord God, we pray that you will break up the fallow ground. Father God, let every heart on this line receive a word from the Lord. And Father, that there will be no stony ground, that there will be no unfertile ground for it to fall on, Lord God, but that we, Lord God, will be ready and willing and participating, Lord God, in worship and in praise. Father God, we love you tonight. Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight. Holy Spirit, have your way. Bless now each and every family represented tonight, Lord God. Each and every ministry, each and every call, whatever you have called us to do. Lord God, whatever we do in word or deed, may we do it all to the glory of God. And we ask this, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I just want to thank him for saving me. Oh,
you deserve my worship.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Lord.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve my praise.
Adoration and glory.
Adoration and glory. Yes, it belongs to you.
Belongs to you always.
You deserve my praise,
adoration.
You deserve my worship. Family, I tell you, we could just spend just the rest of the night, amen, just basking in that alone, because of who God is and because of what he's done, because of the life, amen, lived by his only begotten son that came that we could have a life and to have it more abundantly. Family, I am humbled tonight. Amen. I'm like Pastor Black. I'm full. I just happened to be listening. And I was like, oh, Lord, there's no, we have a dead air, but I tell you, it was truly a place of worship. Any other setting, Pastor Black, I wouldn't have said a thing. We could have just rested right there. But we honor God tonight, amen, for another opportunity to come together for this time of worship and fellowship. Family, once again, my name is Pastor Pamela Laws of Total Truth Restoration Ministries, located right here in Mableton, Georgia. And we are super excited to be in this place of worship, in this place of fellowship, amen, in this place of sharing God and fellowshipping amongst believers. I give honor to my bishop and first lady, Bishop Tyrone Washington and Elder Jacqueline Washington, amen, who are truly leaders after God's own heart, to Pastor Black and Pastor Sherelle. My sisters, I love you ladies. I call you blessed, to Bishop Ruth and to the Butterfields, amen, to have given us this platform in order for us to continue to share and to share God and to share Christian living, hallelujah, and all of those things that come along with it, to my family, amen, who continue to support me as I continue to do ministry, to our co-laborers in the gospel. I call you blessed tonight and encourage you to keep on fighting the good fight of faith. And to you, Blog Talk family, to whom if you were not be, we could not be. We call you blessed tonight and thank you always for your support. Amen. I'm truly full, but there is a word from the Lord tonight. Amen. As our message is simply tonight, stand on the promise. Stand on the promise. When I'm looking at that, standing on God's promise, it is an action, a call to action that Daddy is calling for us to do tonight. We're standing on his word. We're standing, amen, on the promises, amen. We're standing, hallelujah, because of the cloud of witnesses that he has given us and shown us throughout the years. Not only those, and it's awesome, not only those that we've read in the scriptures, those are good, those helped us, but watch this, there are some individuals in our very lives that have lived their life standing on God's promises. They've lived their lives of faith, amen, believing and trusting God, and I'm here, and many of you are here because you watched someone live a life of faith. You watched someone live a life of holiness. I'm a firm believer that everybody's not going to come to the church, but we are going to be the only Bible that some people read. I'm confident, amen, tonight that he who has begun a good work in us, thank you, Lord, is able to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, but we have to stand. Amen. We have to stand. And so tonight we're going to talk about a group of people for just a little bit. The angel or the servant that God sent for such a time, amen, to share, to encourage, amen, to keep them, amen, on their path, amen, to victory. And so we're going to pick up tonight in the book of Jeremiah as we talk about standing on God's promise, standing on God's promise. Jeremiah, who was a heartbroken prophet. He was called the weeping prophet. And Jeremiah, he was so heartbroken. This man of God was called at a young age. Amen. He was called at a young age, and he labored. In my studies, I found that he labored for more than 40 years proclaiming a message to the people of Judah. He labored. He cried out. He shared. He sent letters. Amen. He was compelling the people, amen, to come to God, to trust God. And so tonight I just want to pick up just the piece that we don't always talk about. There's one portion of scripture, and I've also found in my study it is the most quoted or the most memorized, one of the most memorized verses of the Bible, but not many have taken time to see why he said what he said, amen, to the people of Judah. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that, but we want to tonight to talk about standing on the promises of God. Jeremiah, whose name means God established, he labored, he prayed, amen, trying to get these stiff-necked people to turn back to God. And so we're going to pick up in chapter 29, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. So if you have your Bibles, please, if you have your phone, please, I just want to read just a little bit of this. I'm going to pick at verse 1, and I'm reading from the New King James. And it says, "Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the remainder of the elders who were carried away captive, to the priests, to the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon." This happened at, I think his name is Jeconiah, the king, the queen's mother, the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the smiths had all departed from Jerusalem. So what has happened, where we are picking up, because of the disobedience, amen, of the tribe of Judah, God has sent them into captivity. These individuals have been scattered. They've been scattered. And so it was beginning to lay out all the individuals who had been taken captive. And one of the names, I understand the leadership, because the enemy understands that if you take out the head, amen, the body will follow. He understands if you remove the leaders, amen, the people will scatter. There's a term that we use in business that said confused people do nothing. And so he understands that if you remove the shepherd, he understands that if you remove leadership, those, amen, who are not solid in who they are, those who are have not taken the time to study, to show themselves approved, those that are used to just following, amen, just what is told to them, amen, that when that leader, when that shepherd, when those things are removed, we tend to revert back, amen, to what we know. I'm reminded of the children of Israel, amen, when they were led out of Egypt, every time Moses was teaching them and telling them and sharing with them, as God was giving him utterance, they would continue to, well, back in Egypt, we had this, and back in Egypt, we can, and so they continue to have that Egypt mindset, amen, even though in Egypt, they were not held in high regard in Egypt, they would heap continue work upon them in Egypt. Amen. They were not being able to live their lives, amen, free to worship God as he had designed for us to worship. And so now we see that the children of, I'm sorry, this tribe of Judah, amen, because of their disobedience has been carried away into captivity. And one of the people, one of the sets of people that they carried away along with the king and his mother, they carried away the unit. It said they also carried away the craftsmen. And I was like, Lord, what would be so needful that the craftsmen would need to be announced or need to be talked about, that you found it necessary to tell us this? Well, the craftsmen were the ones that would help to make their weapons. The craftsmen would help build things for them to be able to hide or to be able to protect them. And so the king removed everything and everyone that was could provide a resource, could provide a way out, could provide a way of escape. And so his hopes, the king's hope, was that when we remove all of these things, when we remove everything that they had easily access to, watch this, we're going somewhere, when he removes everything that they had easy access to, it would leave them vulnerable. And so this is what the enemy does to us. He tries to get us hooked on things. And so when things are removed, when things no longer work for us, and when things no longer work in our favor, it makes us vulnerable to him. Thank you, Lord. It makes us vulnerable, and he feels if he can get us to this place of vulnerability, amen, that we will, that God will cease to be God in our lives, because we only want God for the stuff. That God will cease to be my source, because my source was in my money. My source was in my honey. My source was in my job. Amen. My source was in my electronics and my social media. He felt like if I can remove their source, then they'll come to me. Then they'll listen to me. And so now we find that as Jeremiah, amen, he was seeing, amen, and he was talking to God in the midst of all of this that was going on. The Bible says that there was a letter sent by the hand of Elisha, the son of Shaphan, the Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, who's Zedekiah, king of Judah. He sent to Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, saying that Jeremiah had to send a letter, and he had to use King Nebuchadnezzar's men. He had to use some men that he could trust to get this letter, amen, to the people, to encourage them. Watch this, because there were some things that God needed and he wanted them to know. And when you look at it up front, it looks like we're being cast aside. It looks like God is putting us away. It'll look like, and this is what the enemy wants us to do, he wants us to think that what it looks like to our natural eye is what it is. And so he sent this letter. He sent this after he removed all the leaders and those who could provide the resources of protection. There was a letter sent to comfort the tribe of Judah. It was a comfort he was sending to them. So let's read this letter. Let's Let's read this letter, and I need you to hear it. Hallelujah. I need you to hear it, not in your natural ear, but I need you to hear it in your spirit. Verse 4 says like this. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. The first thing, amen, we establish is that God has given the people, he's given them encouragement. He's taken ownership of their current situation. He's letting them know this had nothing to do with Nebuchadnezzar, even though I'm using him. This had nothing to do with Jeremiah. This is all my doing. He said, to those that have been carried away, whom I have caused to be carried away. Here's the thing. When we are moving, amen, and when we are learning to stand on the promises of God, the first thing that we have to remember is this walk is not always going to be a walk through roses. This is not always going to be a walk in the park. The Bible even talks about us going through light afflictions. It talks about, amen, that these are those who have come up through hard trials and tribulations. So he never said Christianity would be easy. Never said this relationship easy. But he says if we stand on his promises, if we stand on the word of God, that we could make it. If we would believe him, amen, and to take him at his word, that it would work out. That it would work out for our good. Even in Isaiah 41 and 10, it says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And so God has sent this letter, amen, in the midst of their turmoil, in the midst of their hardship, and said, I have caused you to be carried, away. Listen, verse 5, he tells them like this. He says, build houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat their fruit, take wives and begat sons and daughters, and wives for your sons. Give your daughters to husbands so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not dismayed. Watch this. He's letting them know, amen, that they needed to get comfortable where they are to make the best of this situation, to make the best of it. It gets better, fam. It gets better. I think and I look that we are. I use me as an example. I came up through old school church, and they say I'm just a pilgrim passing through. I'm just a visitor passing through, and amen, that may be well, and that may be good, but as I'm standing and as I'm passing through, there are some things that God has said, well, that you're going to be here a while, because he made us a promise of the years that he would give us to live, and as I'm living, amen, I want to establish, I want to increase myself, hallelujah, while I'm living here. I want to make the best of my current situation. It's not always easy, hallelujah, living this life just to live again. But he told him, he said, I need you all to build houses, dwell. He says, I need you to get comfortable where you are. Watch this. Not get comfortable and settled on being a captive, but get comfortable, amen, in waiting on the promises, resting. I'm taking assurance, God, I'm going to stay right here because I know in your due time and in your due season, you're going to work it out for my good. Oh, I know I may be going through a health journey, and God, I'm not resting in being sick Amen. I'm not resting in this pain, but I rest in you that you're going to work it out for my good. I rest in it because I understand that, amen, that by your stripes I am healed. I rest in not having a lot of finances, watch this, but I rest in knowing that you have given us the power to obtain wealth. I rest in knowing that the silver and gold belong to you and the cattle of 1,000 hills belong to you. I rest in knowing that one day you're going to come back and crack the sky and call your children to meet you. And I rest in that while I'm living and dwelling here, while I'm planting here, while I'm increasing my family here. I don't get caught up on these things as my end. I continue to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And so he tells them, he continues to go on. Watch this. He says in verse 7, in verse 7, he says, and seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive. Seek the peace. Seek the peace. Is this what he wants us to do? He says, I want you to, what is peace, Pastor? It's freedom from disturbance. Peace is tranquility. Peace is the calm. He says, I want you to seek tranquility. I want you to seek calm. In the city where I've caused you to be carried, in a place where they want you to be considered a captive, he said, find peace. Find the calm. Rest in me. Doing this, he says, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace. See, these are the parts, Pastor Black, they didn't tell us. They wanted us to hurry up and get to verse 11, but I needed to understand why was it so important that I could stand on verse 11, because I had to see what was going on in verses 1 through 10. There were a people, amen, that in spite of God loving them, in spite of God knowing them, they're in from their beginning, there were some people who stepped out of the will of God, and because God said, I chastise those that I love, he put them in a place, amen, of captivity. But then he tells them, while you're being kept and while they're holding you there, find rest in me. Learn to depend on me, amen, in spite of your current situation. Knowing that I'm always there because I made a promise that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And if we live in the fear of God, what should hinder us that we can't live comfortable in spite of our situation? Even if we cry out sometimes, we shouldn't let the tears stop us from sowing. Even though there's pain and there's hardship, what should hinder us from keep persevering, from keep moving? The Bible says that we should be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. We should remember, fam, that all the promises of God are yes and amen. And so we stand on that tonight, amen, as we look at of the tribe of Judah, for those that were trying to come in and to discredit, as we find in verse 8, the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are in your midst deceive you, nor listen to your dreams, which you cause to be dreamed. He says, be careful. Be careful of those that are trying to tell you when this will be over. Be careful of those that are trying to sugarcoat the situation. Be careful of those who are trying to pull you out before I'm ready for you to come out. Be careful of those that try to make you think, hallelujah, that I'm not who I say I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, be careful. Be careful of false witnesses. Be careful of false prophecies. He sent this letter, amen, as the foundation on which we should stand. He sent his word, amen, to keep us while we're standing. Thank you, Lord. He sent his word, amen, that we should hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against him. He sent us his word. And he sent his same word to these people. For he says in verse 9, for they will prophesy falsely in my name, and I have not sent them. For thus says the Lord. Here's their promise. Here's what they hold on to. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He says, for after 70 years are complete, seven is the number of completion. He says, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. Isn't it awesome, amen, that every Sunday, amen, and every Wednesday and through prayer band calls that go on throughout the word, that throughout the earth, that God provides a promise, amen, that we stand on his word. That he tells us to beware of false teachers, that he beware of wolf and sheep clothing, that he tells us that we should study to show ourselves approved, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, to rightly divide the word of truth. He gives us a promise, amen, that he would watch his word to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Watch this. And that same word, he said, will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I set it out to do. And so it was Habakkuk who stood and say, I'm going to stand on the high parts and I'm going to watch what you will say, amen, and I'm going to watch what I will answer. I'm going to watch the word, because the word has power. I'm going to watch the word because the word is life changing. I'm going to watch the word, because it's going to be that thing when heaven and earth has passed away. It is going to be your word, God, that will continue to stay. And so as he gets there and he tells them, he says, as you return to this place, he says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That knowing, he says, I'm very well aware of what I think towards you. I'm very, very well aware of what I want to accomplish to you. And watch this. Here it means that it is not only to have the complete assurance. God says, I have complete assurance in the fulfillment of what I want to do for you, but what he wants us to do, fam. He says that we should live our lives in a faithful service because he is the one who made the promise. And God has already fulfilled so many promises in our lives. He just wants us to walk in them. He wanted the tribe of Judah to walk in the promise. Let this word, it was many churches throughout the New Testament who were kept by these letters and epistles, as they were called, because Paul couldn't get there, and those letters were there to keep them, to encourage them, to help them to stay the course. And that's what God wants to do with us. So I encourage you tonight, amen, as I close tonight, I encourage you to stand on the promises of God, because he knows the thought. He knows exactly what he has plans for you, to give you a future and a hope. And there's another version, I believe, in the King James Version that says to give you an expected end. God knows what he expects out of your life. Family, walk and be encouraged, knowing that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Pastor Black, we turn the call back over to you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just need seven of y'all to shout and make the devil mad. I'm going to stand on his promises. Hallelujah. Thank God. Pastor, you have given us the reason to stand, and then you have given us the tools we need to gain strength to stand. So thank you so much, woman of God, for that word on tonight. I don't know about you, saints of God, but I've been encouraged tonight to stand. I'm going to stand. I don't know what God has promised you. Don't be like Abraham and Sarah and get in the way. Just stand. You heard the woman of God say tonight, wait on the Lord. Nothing's going to separate you. And the blessings and the promises of the Lord are yes and amen. So stand tonight. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Law, so much for that word. We were truly blessed. I pray, God, that he would strengthen you and that he would continue to make you the apple of his eye and that he would continue to hold you up and fill you up that you may continue to preach and teach and proclaim his unadulterated word. Ah, it's that time, my brothers and sisters, for us to say goodnight to each other. Ah, I've been blessed tonight by the word. I've been blessed by the praise. I've been blessed by the prayer. Thank you, Elder Manyweather. Thank you, Pastor Laws. Thank you to each of you who have joined us tonight. May the peace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us all, hence now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Have a good night and a blessed week.
Come on, give it up for the Straight Gate Match. Oh, somebody come on and magnify him now. Give him some glory. Come on, just open your voice, open your mouth and magnify him. Oh yeah, he's worthy. He's the great I am. Come on, somebody, come on. Oh yes, he is. He's the Holy One. Lord bless you. He is the King of Kings. The great I am. He's the Holy One. He is the King of Kings. Come on. Oh, he is. He's the great I am. He's the Holy One. Oh, I give you praise.